Welcome back to Meditation Mindset. Time spent alone is the most important...
Sergey, are you still in the bath?
Yes, I'm listening to my podcast.
Can I come in?
No! Oh!
Just need to grab the claw clippers. Don't worry, I'll cover my eyes.
What?
Whoa!
Carl, you're gonna fall me!
Whoa! I'm still not looking.
And I'm not listening to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform that allows you to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. So sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase, and take your business to the next level today.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
As soon as they open the door, I'm there and I will attack them.
Lucky, with two blades. Oh, they're so dead, dude!
The heroes braced for battle.
Use one action to enter monastic archer stance. Smart. And then a hold.
When they come through the door, put it through their eyes.
The door opens with a very familiar-looking staff,
man,
covered in vines and flowers and death.
No!
Though their enemy was fierce.
I'll just go ahead and crush my initiative!
Fire when ready.
Glory blows fire when with my ready. Bow.
She's going to devise a stratagem.
Yes, let's see. I love this.
This is the best.
They came together as a team.
That is a hit.
Yeah! Oh, bunch of bad asses!
And cleared the way forward.
You killed two Oak Stewards, a Viper, two gremlin-like creatures, and another gremlin-like creature in back-to-back combat, standing here in this workshop that is completely dilapidated. A door on the other bridge outside leading farther to the west.
Said, yeah, we can't go that way. Well, you're dead now. Now we'll go wherever we want.
The adventure continues.
Seems like things are a little weird here.
No.
To the Glass Cannon Podcast, Matthew. I need to tell you something.
Go on.
It's Christmas time.
No.
For fuck's sake,
there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. How often do you banish shade from your life? Because I feel like there's a lot of shade being thrown at me, and I'd like to banish it.
I banish it every year. Starting December 1st when I play Christmas music so I can treasure it. Treasure it.
I don't love that we're recording this in September and I have to sing Christmas tunes, but damn it, when this comes out in a couple months, people are going to expect it.
You love it. Don't even.
Yeah, you love it.
I kind of love it.
not getting tired of it at all.
No. I heard like a Christmas commercial the other day. It was a little early and it wasn't even advertising Christmas. It was like for Target and they were doing some sale and I was just kind of like, it was like the first frost. Felt it in my loins.
Troy, I know you love like the Hallmark Christmas films. I know that you watch all of them. But are you, I'm curious about everybody. Are you a film crier? Do you get touched by like the Folgers Christmas commercial when the son comes home from college? Are you like, oh, I'm a sappy Christmas guy?
And that brother and sister are totally having sex.
Yeah, and the brother and sister are, you think they're married and then you find out it's his brother.
That if we knew that you cried all Christmas, I think that would make us feel a lot better.
I do. There are times when the emotion hits me. It doesn't take much. I mean, I'm watching Hallmark movies.
Right.
They are meant to tug at the heartstrings. And I'll always tell my wife, like, because I'll stay up she'll go to bed and I'll stay up and I'll watch like another one. And then maybe I'll watch like a third or my fourth that day. And she'll wake up the next morning. I was like, man, I watched a good one last night. This guy, his wife died and he was trying to find love again. And I'll be like, it was just really touching. Now, am I crying in the moment? No, but like, I'm feeling emotions. I'm feeling emotion. That's what these Hallmark movies do so well, is they.
Oh my God.
They Troy, make do you, you cry?
Such a strange feeling.
I feel emotions is yeah. the answer he arrived at.
Are we surprised?
No. Are these emotions?
They kind of make
this
you
feel. This is like
feel...
Hallmark movies are a LaValle Voight-Kampf test. That's what he's subjecting himself to every yes. year. He's just proving to himself that he's human.
Yep.
That's
what it is. The Android test.
And, yeah. Yeah. That's what later.
I don't know. It just, they wrap you in a fireplace of Christmas warmth with a cup of cocoa. I like even the Halloween ones. They got some autumn ones. There's a great meme that's like one of the cover boxes that says, "Shove a pumpkin up my ass" is the name of the film.
Hell yeah.
But it's like,
wait,
coming soon. You haven't seen this meme?
Wait. So many right, questions.
So there's, that's a different story, but I'll tell you about basically there's, it's always
network.
Like the guy.
No, let's hear the story about when you shoved a pumpkin.
All right, so, there's a guy and a girl, and they're like on the cover box. All the Hallmark movies, they all have like the same cover box. It's the guy and the girl, and they're just like staring off in the distance, but they've replaced the title with "Shove a Pumpkin Up My Ass." Hallmark presents "Shove a Pumpkin Up My Ass." But the Thanksgiving ones and the Halloween ones are good too, because it'd be like, oh, I'm this attorney in New York, but I have to go visit my dad in Vermont because his pumpkin farm is struggling. And
the Halloween ones, so they like fall in love with a ghost or something. There's one
they
like
find
that.
Out he's been dead for 40 years. Yeah,
but she's a lawyer, and there's someone that's encroaching on his pumpkin land, and she's coming to help.
They could never be together. He's just a small town pumpkin farmer. Well, he's a big shot lawyer.
He's got this farmhand.
Original idea.
He's got this farmhand that she went to high school with. I'm kind of making up some of this plot, but this is exactly what a Hallmark plot would be.
No,
and they start rekindling, but like she'll arrive in her hometown and she hasn't been there in like 20 years, and she'll roll into like the little shop that she used to go to as a kid. It's like, oh, Emily, home from college? She's like, no, I live in New York now. I'm a lawyer. And it's like, oh, what can I get you? And she orders like a pumpkin latte with a cider donut. And they know how to like prick all the holiday feels. And this happens.
So you start crying at the donut?
Yeah.
No, but
apple cider donut season.
I don't cry, but there is a Pavlovian response that happens in my body where I start like, oh, I feel the joy of the season.
I feel I need an apple cider donut right now.
Yeah, now I actually
just I use an apple cider donut.
Have you not had several dozen since the season began?
No.
I'm going apple picking tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm like. Oh, like I was just thinking, I want to go pumpkin picking.
I had,
here we go,
for the first time in my life, a new variety, not new, but it was new to me, variety of apple. And it was honestly the best apple I've ever had in my life.
What do they call it?
It's called a sweet tango. Unfortunately, the T is shared with the word sweet and tango, and it's one word.
Sweet tango.
Sweet tango.
Sweet tango.
Sweet tango.
But it's
where did you get it?
I got it at the Flatbush Food Co-op.
Oh, cool.
But it was
a bougie apple.
It's a hybrid of a Honeycrisp.
Was it like a $35 apple?
No, it was on sale.
It was $33.
Right.
It's a hybrid of a Honeycrisp, which I previously believed was the best kind of apple.
Yes, that's a great apple.
Yeah, we've gone over this before. You're a sociopath. Macintosh is the best type of apple.
Oh my God.
That's your grandfather's
apple.
Wait, there are people who think that Macintosh isn't the best.
It's an old apple.
It's fine.
Apple. Macintosh is the best.
You see, like, cave paintings of people enjoying Macintosh in France.
You need.
I thought you were all Macintosh last time we had this conversation.
See, this is where the holidays crumble.
Sick.
Yeah. Maybe if you were Abraham Lincoln, you'd be like, 4 score and 7 Macintosh apples ago.
Macintosh is the best apple. I mean, it's got the best taste. Are we not basing this on taste?
Yeah.
Anyways, what were you
going to
say?
And also how it makes your tummy feel afterwards.
That's also true.
When you have Randy sensitive Smith, tummies.
Great anyway, apple, but makes your tummy hurt.
If anyone has a line on a sweet tango apple, because apparently you can only have them through September because they're so they last only so long.
Oh,
I love them.
I'll have to look that up.
Sweet tango cider donuts. I don't like to give plugs without people paying for them, but there is an Instagram account I follow called the Cider Donateur, and he has gone to like every farm in the Northeast and raided their cider donuts, and so like I'll follow some of his
they grow them.
No, like
Yeah, he goes to the center.
Why are they served
gets there
farms?
For the harvest?
The farm. You never been to like a farm during?
Yeah,
like
these go to a lot of farms.
Have you ever been apple picking?
No. I mean, when I say
go to a store, buy a fucking apple. Why am I doing all the work?
Because then at the end, you go and get little coffee and cider donuts.
I can do that without picking fruit.
We go. Maybe it's just an upstate New York thing, but like I go to a farm at least once a week, and my wife goes 3 times a week. Just because, like, you go and you get your cider, your coffee, Jersey, your donuts, your
Skid. It's like you have to kill the. You have to like. You can't just outsource the killing of the animals.
I honor the apple in my own way. I don't have to.
I eat the core whole.
You got to see how the apple's made. You know,
I say a little prayer to the apple spirit, and then that absolves me.
You got to go to a farm. The one closest to our house does chocolate-covered cider donuts.
It took me 2 hours to get here. Do you know how long it would take me to get to a fucking farm? I don't go to a farm.
Yeah. When I lived in the city, it was a long drive. It was 2 hours to get like to a place in Jersey. They had a great one in Jersey.
I got so many orchards near me now. I'm living.
I have a farm.
The good life.
Literally. A 10-minute walk from my house.
I cannot believe
my parents get my Christmas trees from that farm, I believe. Yeah.
You're all bragging, and yet, who has brought apple cider donuts to us New York Cityers?
I bought apple cider donuts yesterday.
Next time we record.
In my house. Yeah.
But I'm saying, who brought them here?
I brought them once.
I will on
None
Tuesday.
You. But I did, you weren't here for that. Remember I brought cider donuts once?
I'm sorry.
You're putting it at me.
Where was that?
You remember.
If we're not here, it doesn't matter.
It was the old studio.
Yes, you did.
Oh. It was the old studio.
You did.
I brought them from Wilkins Fruit and Fur Farm.
Okay, well, that was 3 years ago. So do you want
to... I'll bring some... You kidding me? I'll bring some fucking donuts in next time.
I bet you won't. I am. Reverse psychology.
Oh, you're going to bring some in too?
Yeah, I'm going apple picking.
Oh, I'm worried we're going to have too many donuts. Said nobody.
Never.
Also, that's just a very, very strange sentence. To be like,
and
I'll bring in the donuts. I'm going apple picking.
Duh. What? Dude, I have my outfit picked out and everything.
Overalls. Like, overall. Are they little overalls?
No, I have this like really fuzzy, it's like a fuzzy overshirt, and then it has like a matching hat and a matching bag, and it's all fuzzy.
What's an overshirt?
It's not an overshirt. It's like almost like a shirt jacket.
Stop talking about this overshirt.
It's like a pullover.
They sell them next to the laser clothes.
You guys don't know anything about fashion.
That's true. That's definitely true.
That shut him up real fast.
That's self-evident.
Is it a sweatshirt?
It is. It's like a pullover sweatshirt, and like it's got a zip and like a little hood.
So
but it's got this like brown flower pattern, and it has a matching fuzzy hat and a matching fuzzy bag.
Why does it have a different name?
I think you're the only person that's ever called it an overshirt in the history of civilization.
Listen, English is hard.
Important question. Will the fuzzy bag serve as your apple bag?
It could. It's a big bag.
All right, ready? Here's what you need to do when these donuts come in. And maybe if you want to do the donuts, I'll take care of this. Boom. Bottle of Fireball.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Here we go.
Jug of cider. Heat that fucking cider up. Throw a couple cinnamon sticks in. Not too many, Sydney. Not too many. It'll overpower it.
I know. Yeah, Sydney.
Gallon of Fireball in there.
A gallon?
And let me tell you.
Fireball.
Take those cider donuts. Pop them in your mouth. Drink some of that cider. You're going to feel like you're at a tailgate in the Midwest.
You're going to feel like you're at a rave in the woods.
A rave in the woods?
In the fall.
I don't want to be in either of those places right now.
I'll tell you, it's going to make you wish you had an overshirt on. anyways, stick around, we'll be right back.
We all have busy lives these days and can't afford to waste a day stuck on the couch because of a few drinks the night before. ZBiotics pre-alcohol is the answer we've all been looking for. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics pre-alcohol your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. We were just in St. Louis for a show, and Joe and I decided to try this stuff out. And I had Z-Biotics, and then I had my first IPA, and we did our normal thing. And then the next morning, I woke up. We had our early flight, woke up. I felt fine. I felt really good, and I was shocked. This stuff works, actually, really well, at least for me. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so make sure you stock up on Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic before the feast. You'll be thankful you did the next day. Go to zbiotics.com/GCP to get 15% off your first order when you use GCP at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hi, everyone. Matthew here, coming to you live with my husky voice because I have what I'm guessing is going to be about cold number 4 of 29 this cold and flu season. Ever since we came back from the pandemic and we'd been inside for a year, and also I now have a young kid in daycare, I just feel like my immune system is kind of unsupported. So my wife and I were talking about things we could do to maybe make this a little less terrible. And one of the things we talked about was AG1. So when I started drinking AG1 daily, I felt like I was doing something to help. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. So not only did I get to replace my multivitamin with AG1, but every scoop includes vitamin C and zinc to help support my immune health. And I try to be responsible about a multivitamin, but I would forget. And then, you know, I would get hit by a cold, and then I would kind of be, you know, downing echinacea and zinc and whatever I could to help kind of after the fact. And now I can do that in advance. And hey, if it helps me fend off even one cold this winter, then I feel like that's a victory. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/glasscannon. That's drinkag1.com/glasscannon. Check it out.
And we're back. We didn't get to my Bant Talk pick, but we're just going to go along with the show.
Just bank it. Bank it for that.
We're going to bank it. I had a good one. We'll talk about it next time. But now we need to talk about the show that we're doing where several characters have already died 9 episodes into the show.
That's not true.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But
it just
near
feels
death.
That way.
It feels that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Are you scared?
Yes.
You should be scared.
I'm nervous because Troy sends out very intimidating emails to all of us where he's like, hey guys, just want to let you know many, 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 many characters die.
In other shows
who have played
in other
this.
Games.
So like,
All the other shows.
I'm just saying, like, good luck. I mean, be scared. see you tomorrow.
Live in fear.
Love, Troy.
Yeah. Literally, that is the tone. It's like, be afraid.
Ooh,
like,
we
want to keep our blood pressure up.
Yeah. Does anybody actually legitimately have a backup character?
No.
I have.
I do not.
Well, there's backup character. Like, I've made the character sheet, and there's backup idea.
I have nothing.
I don't have anything.
I intend to live forever in this campaign.
I refuse to mechanically build the characters because you would tell me to do that in our first campaign, and if I did it, the character would die.
Wow.
But if I didn't,
superstition.
But if I refused and bucked your directive, the character would survive.
I don't have a backup I plan to play Buggles like an abject coward all the way through the adventure. At all costs.
Yeah.
You will fully disengage and flee a combat and start a new life.
Absolutely.
And we'll all be cool with it.
Live on.
And every once in a while, we'll just flash in on Buggles' other life.
Yeah, what's he up to?
Just hiding under a pile of coats.
I've thought about this. I mean, we've had several combats
Pile of overshirts.
We've had several combats now, and there's been like two instances already where it was permadeath was on the line. And then as I look ahead and start preparing, I'm seeing stuff and I'm like, wow, this is really tricky, even with five players. And I'm adjusting, but like not a ton. I'm just kind of feeling it out, especially at early
Are you
level.
Adjusting in every single encounter?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean,
there isn't like a blanket mechanical adjustment you're putting on everything?
No, absolutely not. No, I'm adjusting on the fly. And I'm not adjusting ACs at all. I'll tell you right now, I have not adjusted a single AC, all that, and I'm not adjusting to hits. If anything, I'm adjusting hit points. And I'm not adding any combatants or anything. I haven't yet. That's all I will say. I've already said too much. However, there's tough shit. And then when you add the massive damage rule on top of it, I think there's a high possibility someone's going to die. And then I thought about that. I was like, well, maybe we should just not do massive damage rules. Because once you survive to second level, that becomes less of a threat when you get that hit point boost. But then, and I mentioned this right before we went live, I think about The Expanse as a great, example of how, spoiler alert, like big main characters die repeatedly in like the first few episodes. And I'm like, and that show's great. That story is great. And it's also based, I think, on their RPG where it probably happened as they
were
playing.
There's a rumor about that. There was like, they think it's a Traveler campaign that they were doing.
The books are based. Yeah, the books are based on allegedly.
And, some of the greatest stories of all time or TV shows, characters die. So I don't want to. Nobody has plot armor. I think that's one of our hallmarks. It's like people could die. I don't want it to happen this early, but I think if it happens, it happens, and we figure it out.
I will say we were saying specifically for this type of fight with these druids that Shillelagh is brutal for massive damage.
Yeah.
Just because I mean Talitha went down I think in one hit. It was like 40. What was it? No.
Yeah, like 40
points
of damage on a
crit. Yeah, 40 points of damage. You
almost no, I mean, that would have killed you. But yeah, I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I came close to getting massive damage, deathed.
I mean, last episode, one of them did 20 points in a single non-critical hit. Now, that was mass. That was max damage, but still 20 points.
Yeah, half of it is
first level.
Troy roll, which is Troy just rolls well no matter what. And the other half is we all have, 15, 20 hit points?
Yeah, well, I think it means that we need to be, we always have to try to be better, at, like, tactically. But in this case, we have to, be sneaky, not let them have time to prepare, and jump them before they can cast Shillelagh. The next, wait, what are these guys called? Are they Oak Stewards?
They're Oak Stewards.
Rebel.
They're just a faction,
dark,
a rebel faction of
Oak Stewards.
They're people that have flocked to Bolan's banner.
But they don't have, a name, right? Like, their faction doesn't have a name.
No, as far as you know, they were Oak Stewards. Just
I know
like
they were Bolan. Oak Stewards, but they're not, but there are Oak Stewards that are not rebelling back at Seven Arches, right?
Right, right,
who
right.
Were chill.
Yeah, when basically what you've been told is like when Bolan came back, he was changed. And the people that were with him, none of them came back, only Bolan. And he was kind of coming back into town, infiltrating, finding people to convert. Because he was always a bit of a rabble rouser. He thinks that the druids were being too soft. The Oak Stewards were being too soft. He thinks it should be this way. And so some people were like, Bolan.
But he has no branding. Like, he has no banner.
They call him Bolan's boys.
Bolan's boys.
See, that sounds
like
the
Confederate kind of renegade squad.
Yes.
Like Quantrill's Raiders or something.
But they have those masks, right? They have the different masks.
Yeah, they do have the masks. So maybe they're working on a name. They just haven't come up with
fork stuff.
Bolan's men.
They're testing.
No.
They're doing market testing.
Bolan's brothers.
What if we did Oak Stewards, but we spelled it O-K-E?
That's good. Let's put it on the board.
I imagine them holding
no
the mask
bad ideas
up.
Today. No bad ideas today, guys.
Blue skying today, everybody. Blue
the
sky.
Bro Stewards.
The bro Stewards.
And a few guys are like, yeah. And they're like, write it down. I like the idea of them holding the mask and they're like, better with or without? Scary? It's not scary. Scary?
Viper mask.
Are we married to Oak?
What rhymes with Oak? What could we do? A pun?
Hope.
If we do these masks, couldn't then we be killed and other people put them on and then infiltrate our hideout?
You sound like an idiot. Cross it off the board.
All right, we've decided. We're the Pine Stewards.
Birch Stewards.
The Mahogany Stewards, because that's stronger.
It doesn't really roll
oak,
off the
right?
tongue.
Nothing strong.
I don't know.
Get out of here!
In Stardew Valley, mahogany is like stronger, right?
What looks good on a marquee?
I don't know.
You're dying. Bleeding.
I'm not dying yet.
You might be. And I believe we just start with you taking a point of damage and rolling a check?
Yeah, I have one more action.
Ah, that's
and my flat check left.
Okay, but you...
Oh, you let Matthew take an action. I remember when I had an action left over to a new session, and I...
bringing up old shit.
I was told no.
I never forget. Somebody needs a cider donut to calm down. All right, well, this is interesting. The difference is you weren't bleeding to death.
That's fair. I think Matthew should take his point of damage so he dies.
And yeah, and this is what we're hoping here is that you will just bleed to death. This is kind of a little bit crunchy here, I think. And we've dealt with this a little bit in the live show when it changed to 2E. It's like you're out of combat, but you still have persistent damage. There's a part of me that wants to be like, there's four people around. You're going to be fine. But... that's really not how it works, because not only could you not be fine, in an attempt to help you, they could hurt you.
Yeah.
And the analogy I made is that if we were to all travel to Chicago together and we were ready to get pizza outside of Pequod's and someone came up and shot you, you would die because none of us could help.
He said this to me, Matthew, and I said, you wouldn't just want to put pressure on the wound? We know that.
Specifically, though, you're shot in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
In this scenario.
And Matthew said, just apply a tourniquet.
Take my belt off,
and
wrap
I said,
around, and then
a tourniquet on your neck.
And Matthew said, "Why am I shot in the neck?" And both Troy and Joe said, "Obviously, you got shot in the neck."
Obviously, you're shot in the neck. But even if we were like, "Oh, just put pressure like this," like how I saw them do it on
you
Law
will
and Order,
die without medical attention by a trained expert.
Everyone like knows that medical Ramey experts go to Pequod's because it's healthy for you.
Yes, you're not wrong.
Yes.
But yeah, this was.
But here's the thing. Here's what I'll say about it. I think a lot of people think of bleed as bleeding, but that's not it. Bleed means like a cut artery. It means
they
like
should call it spurts.
It's something deadly, very, very, very deadly. It's like, and if it doesn't get stopped the proper way, non-magically, you will die.
But does Brother Ramius have the capabilities
he
to
does.
Treat
he
wounds?
He is a trained mediciner, and he's got his healer's tools. So you still have to do your turn.
Yeah.
You have your remaining actions. Let's talk through this.
So
this is going to be the whole session.
Yeah. Okay. So first things first. No. I'm okay. I thought I had a potion on me. I do not.
Just pour some cider on it.
I'll pour some cider on it for my.
That'll
third
clean
action.
The wound.
Yeah. Okay. I spend my third action cleaning the wound with cider.
It burns. Was that mulled cider?
Yes.
cider has fireball.
I'm allergic to star anise. There's so much allspice in this. Stop.
Did you use the one with fireball in it?
Was that that was the backup. What'd you roll?
Natural 20
see,
on the flat.
So it's
all academic.
We got this. All right, so you take another point of bleed,
yes,
bringing you to 3 hit points.
3 hit points.
Oh, my God.
But you are no longer bleeding.
Yay.
Thanks to the mulled wine.
Nice job. Talitha lives another episode.
With the force of my own will, I stop the blood from spurting. I don't even touch it. I'm just like, I look at it, and I'm like...
And it shrivels in fear from you.
Shrivels in fear.
Sinks back into your body.
Flex it closed.
So now we're out of combat.
Right. Do you guys want to just rush into the next room?
No.
Okay. You tell me what you want to do.
I'm wounded too. No. I'm prone. I stand up. Oh, for my third action, I stand up.
Okay.
I think Lucky would like to rebar the door.
Okay.
Close it. So I go over to reclose the door, drag the body inside. Make sure that's secure.
Okay. Drag really the body into inside. Door.
I just wanted to do one thing with the door. I wanted one thing. No, I think we should hole up in this room for a sec, because I think we need to rest for a minute. What do you guys think?
I think we need to rest for a night.
We need to rest for a long time.
Yeah.
But right now, we need to heal up as quickly as we can. Just, you know, a basic heal, which is going to take probably at least 30 or 40 minutes or so. And that's just attending to each other's wounds with treating wounds. So, but it might not even be successful. So I'm going to start with Brother Ramius is going to come to Talitha and treat wounds.
I'm
going to
treat your wounds. Same time.
Aww.
Ooh, so like cute. A massage train.
That's cute.
Here we go. Oh, fail.
Fail.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
Brutal. Fail by 1 point.
Me too.
Okay.
What did I roll a 14?
Yeah, I rolled a 14.
You guys should have not done it at the same time.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Yeah, that was definitely the problem.
It's very distracting. There's no way that was going to succeed.
No.
Okay, so that means,
10 minutes.
Yeah, so 10 minutes pass. Anybody else doing anything like during
that
time?
I'm going to keep watch over by the other exit to the room to the north where like there's stairs just to make sure Nothing gets the jump on us while we're doing this.
Yes, there is another door to the north, which you know just from when you were on that first platform leads to a another bridge that goes to another hut to the north. And then there is a winding staircase leading to a second level.
Right.
Can anybody treat wounds on Lucky?
Yes, Brother Amius will. I'm sorry, Talitha, I don't know what's wrong. I'll come back later. And he's going to try and attempt it on Lucky.
I could use some.
And there we go. So that is almost a crit.
Whoa.
But just a regular treat wounds. So you will lose the wounded condition.
Yeah.
So that's good. And you will get 10 hit points.
I am back to full. Thank you so much.
Do the best I can. And he's just sweating and stressing and shaky and moves to whoever's next. Who's next? Anybody else take damage? Buggles, you good?
I'm fine. Yeah, Buggles is spending time refocusing.
Ah.
So he's sort of meditating and sort of reestablishing the boundaries between his own mind and this other entity that resides in his skull.
I like that. So is this mechanically you're recovering your focus points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, at some point, if there's a lull, I can discuss the issue that I have, there's a problem I have with mechanically with this class.
Ah, yes, you discovered one or two episodes ago, but it wasn't the right time to talk about it. Okay.
Well, we have to wait 60 minutes to treat me again, so...
Yeah, so during that time, I am going to refocus.
I mean, I can treat myself. Let's see what happens.
So, yeah.
Treat yourself.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So let's see how that goes.
So I will refocus, and...
Zipha,
get
you
that
okay?
focus point back.
Yeah, I think I just also need a moment to refocus as well. I'll keep out watch out here. You guys do what you need to do.
Talitha treats her own wounds, gets back ten hit points, and removes the wounded condition.
Nice.
Excellent.
Are you back up to full?
No.
Oh.
But if we're going to rest, I'll be fine.
Okay. Is that the plan then?
Like a rest?
Do we need a long...
Do you think it's safe? Do you think
they'll
patrol?
I'm concerned about this staircase. We don't know what's upstairs.
I'm going to lean out and just, like, look up these stairs. Not, like, actually go up, but looking at where they ascend into. And just... Everyone, quiet. Quiet for a moment.
Shh.
And let's try to... I'm going to do a perception, just hearing. See if I can hear anything upstairs.
Okay.
10.
I will try to also because I was sitting there.
Natural 20.
Oh,
damn,
yeah.
Talitha. Investigator.
19 total.
19. I got a 19 plus my perception.
Wow.
It's a 24.
All right, so Brother Ramius is distracted.
It's in his own head.
Yeah, in his own head, so you're not able to really focus in. But the three of you do listen and look. And you see that it's there's a platform that above that's open to the air, so there's no floor above that. And you see lots of branches and leaves that look like they've been shaped in a certain way to form like a light canopy, but it's still open to the sky above.
How lovely.
And yeah, you don't hear anything other than the rustling of leaves in the wind.
Is there a door we could bar on the north?
There is, yeah. There's a door direct north on this hut, this
opposite
workshop.
The stairs.
Yes.
But the stairs are open. So
the stairs are open, yeah.
Yeah.
And it only goes up.
Only goes up.
Okay.
I mean, Lucky says, it seems like it's just a lookout, no?
Do you want to go up and check?
We are in the apparel of Oak Stewards. I don't see why that would be too strange.
I think if we want to rest here, we should just make sure upstairs we know what's going on up there.
Yes, it's very wise.
I'd rather not get ambushed.
Agreed.
At this point, though, I don't think our enemies will be Oak Stewards. I think this part of the encampment has been taken by the rogue fey they've aligned themselves with. Our enemies
could be anything.
There is something
strange going on here. We haven't discovered it yet. But answers are coming. Go, Lucky.
All right. I'll yell out the safe word, and which is, and we've agreed upon this before, on the count of three, Zipha, 1, 2, 3,
Neanderthal.
Fire.
Fire.
Screen. Perfect. I'll yell it out when I get up there and check it out.
Screaming improv bit.
Fire.
Go up the stairs. And I will follow. Is anybody
You're
else going?
Yeah. Okay. We'll yeah.
I think we should all yeah. go.
I'll lead the way then. Buggles. I hate to interrupt you, but we are going upstairs.
Okay. I'll come too.
All right. Let's go to the map.
Oh, baby.
Okay. I'm in the front, so I'm assuming I'm the first one to see this, but it looks like difficult terrain, if I'm correct. Or is that the canopy I'm seeing?
That's just the flavor of the beautiful map. What you see is an open-air platform with no proper walls. There's only this screen of leafy branches on all sides and this dense, semi-dense roof of leaves. That's what you saw as you were peeking up. Like, it looked like it was open air, but there were still some leaves creating some sort of canopy. But now that you're up there, you also see the floor is this, like, chaotic parquet of mismatched boards, carefully fitted to allow small living branches to fill the gaps between them. And where it's all open, you see two rope bridges, one leading north to another hut that contains the windmill that you saw when Zephyr and Lucky were scouting. And then another one to the west.
Holy shit.
So we're completely open. This is not a...
Yeah. I mean, but it's a small platform up here, which is what I was wondering. And there doesn't seem to be anyone up here right now.
Yeah, but we're right. in the... Like, if someone were to come out of the windmill building, we're in direct line of sight.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, we're not trying to rest up here.
If we would like to rest, we can rest. And it can be interrupted. And then we'll have to fight.
Yeah.
It's no different than us just walking over there and fighting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, we're not in such bad shape that we... can't risk resting
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know? Okay. And now that we know what we're looking at, like, maybe we can be down there on guard listening for, like, the sounds of someone walking across a wooden bridge or anything like that, just to be more aware.
Can the bridges be cut?
That's what I was thinking.
But then we have to go out into the open a little bit to do it.
Then we're trapped also.
Just asking in general, are they just attached by a rope? Is that the only thing holding them up?
Or
are they mounted into the... Is there, like, wood posts mounted in?
They're wood posts, but it's tied to the post. Okay. Yeah.
Let's untie one of them so the bridge is unusable, but we can reestablish it.
I don't think we risk even showing ourselves just yet.
Or sabotaging anything.
Yeah
just yet. I was curious about... You know, if there was a fight up there, what would that look like, and what are our options, and what are our dangers? You know.
All right, then let's barricade the open area. All the junk that was in the workshop.
Yeah.
We'll use the barricade to give us a little bit. Yeah. Talitha is also going to take some of that junk and arrange it on the stairs, so that if someone were to come down, they'd either home alone it and trip and fall, and cause hopefully massive trauma to their internal organs and save us a battle, or. We'll hear them coming.
All right, so you're going back downstairs. You're going to take some of that debris that was all over the floor and just create some sort of trap so that not only can someone not get down there with ease, but if someone were to come down, you'd hear them approach.
Yeah.
You're going to home alone it. I think there is we don't have any rogues in the party, but there are rogue abilities that set traps.
They set traps, yeah.
And rangers, too.
I also love the idea of a rubber ducky on the stairs, you know, and they step on it and we all wake up because it's like,
what's the movie?
A paint can comes flying.
Yeah.
Is it Mission Impossible? What's the movie where he grabs the light bulb, with a jacket or
Mission
something?
Impossible.
Untwists it, crushes it, and then shakes the broken light bulb outside the door.
They actually did that in
Mission Impossible?
Last of Us 2. They had glass where they were sleeping, and then they stepped on it, and it woke them up.
Was that Last of Us 2 or Last of Us also?
Last of Us, the show.
Also. Because you said Last of Us 2. Do you mean Last of Us 2 or Last of Us also?
I followed you immediately. Right?
Last of Us, the
must
show.
You, must you?
Must you?
They did that in Last of Us 2.
Stop it.
I need more clarification.
Is it so grammatically incorrect, Matthew?
They did it in Mission Impossible, too.
Stop it.
I don't think I know English anymore.
We're having a good time.
It took me a while to understand what you were even saying.
They also did that in Godfather 2.
Stop it.
They did.
there is a light bulb.
Well, he does. In Godfather 2.
It's to make Don Finucci.
They did it in Godfather 2.
This is a lot of fun. all right, so... you're going to go back downstairs. I'm just going to spread you out throughout the room here. And as you're moving shit around, you do find some stuff in debris. Obviously, the former inhabitants, the Oak Stewards weren't even cool with. They set a trap that you set off right when you walked in. They destroyed the place. These strange fae creatures. But as you dig around to move stuff, you find a set of artisan's tools. And a magnifying glass, which would be fun.
Oh, that should be for Talitha.
Fun for you.
Wow,
huh? Get some art of that.
Classic.
Yeah, what does it do? Does it give me a bonus to perception checks?
When you look at things, it magnifies.
Makes them appear bigger than they are.
So much, my hatred.
Whoa. That was like my naked gun response. The magnifying glass, what does it do? It makes things larger when you look at them.
Does anyone want the artisan tools?
Hospital, what is it? It's a big building with patients. That's not important.
I don't need artisan's tools. Maybe we could sell them or something?
Artisan tools are fun, like if you want to do crafting in all the copious downtime that you're
working. Anyone...
magnifying glass is a level 3 item worth 40 gold pieces.
Wow.
Damn.
Whoa. What does it do?
It's a magnifying glass. It makes things bigger.
It should
Why is
give
it worth
you,
40 dick. Gold?
It should give you a plus to investigation.
It gives you a plus 1 item bonus to perception checks to notice minute details of documents, fabrics, and the like.
It's great for you.
I love you like walking around with it up to your face.
Which defies a strategy.
Does anyone have crafting?
Yeah.
You do?
I was agreeing. Like, yeah. Does anyone have
crafting? I'm sorry.
I don't know English.
You too?
I said yeah, meaning... I also want to ask that question.
Doing my best.
I have crafting too.
You have crafting too.
I have crafting too.
The craftening.
I have.
Roll a save against English.
What is going on? I don't have anything in crafting, and we should sell those tools.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, no one is trained in crafting in the party?
I have like 1 point in it because of.
I am trained in crafting.
Things.
Oh, great.
Oh.
Well, then you should keep it. Artists' tools are important if you ever want
everything.
To craft.
Yeah.
You can have them if you want.
No, I don't want them.
I could teach you to craft things if you want.
No.
Lucky, it's no trouble, really. I would be honored.
Maybe perhaps another time. We're very busy right now, and this is not the time to discuss that.
I sense there's some unresolved something about crafting. We'll unpack later.
Damn, she's good.
Crafting trauma.
My investigatory prowess allows me to see through
she's
your...
She's got her magnifying glass, and she's like, I got
just
you.
Just looking at your face.
Lucky's killed by a crafter?
Lucky's like... I'm going to go over there and lay down.
So is that the plan?
Well, yeah, we're going to hole up and...
Full on rest,
yeah.
I can keep watch. I'm back up to full, and if you need to recharge spells and stuff, I don't really need to rest.
Cats don't sleep. You don't mind. I'd like to.
They just nap.
It's true. Google it. Only 18 hours a day. all right, so full.
By the way, Pat McGrath, our artist friend, who used to be at Marvel, did our original logo and our new logo, reminded me that I'm ashamed that I didn't remember this myself. Lucky was the name of the family cat in the show Alf.
Oh.
I'm ashamed you didn't know that either.
Yeah. And Alf...
tried to eat it, right?
He always tried to eat it.
Yeah. There was actually a running sort of gag where he tried to microwave the cat, tried to trap the cat in the microwave and cook it, and they stopped doing it because a lot of kids were replicating that behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
That was Alf's one bugaboo. He really...
A little hitch there.
Always wanted to eat. He was a nice guy otherwise.
Violence.
But he always tried to eat the family cat.
Wanted to eat cats.
All right, so full rest. This is our first legit rest.
I don't... Oh, no. Right? Can't be. It's been multiple days.
First
and we've
noted
had
rest.
Horrible combats.
Okay.
All right,
I think this is our first, in dungeon crawl rest.
Right, okay. So you're going to rest...
Post. Well, yeah.
Our first, we need to set a watch, and it's dangerous, and we're in enemy territory.
Let's talk about rest. You get all your spells and focus points back. Any powers that are X amount a day, powers come back. But let's talk, how does hit point recovery work in a normal rest?
I don't know. But I believe it's you get half your level plus your con modifier, I believe, in HP back, something like that.
Half your level.
Or maybe your level plus your con modifier. I don't remember.
Half your level rounded down, probably. plus your con.
Rest and daily preparations.
Hit points equal to your constitution modifier, minimum one, multiplied by your level.
Multiplied by
your level. Ooh, nice.
So we'll get one hit point back.
Yep. One there we go.
It's really not a lot.
Thank you, Demiplane.
I might need to run another medicine check on myself before we go to bed.
Yeah, you might want to burn. That's why I asked. You might want to burn some more checks if you're only going to get one.
Oh, actually, and I get it.
Sleeping in armor results in poor rest that leaves you fatigued.
Shut up, Joe.
Is everyone taking off their armor?
Shut your mouth, Joe.
I'm keeping watch.
And then if you get attacked at night, you have to hastily don it. That's the whole thing.
Yes.
Not the hastily
done. If you do not rest, you can only go... If you do 16 consecutive hours without rest, you become fatigued, and you cannot recover it until you rest.
Well, I will rest at one point. Like, we're going to keep, watch. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're switching. Yeah. We're doing
I think there's a table for, like...
There is. Watches.
Number of people versus number of hours.
Yeah. So, for five...
How you do the watch, we don't have to figure it out here.
No, for five people... I mean, it says it. There is a table.
You have it. Yeah.
You
yeah.
have the table up?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
There's a table for that.
Five people, the total time is 10 hours, and the duration of each watch is 2 hours. They just divide it by the person, so...
So, great. 10 hours we're going to hole up in this place.
Either before we go to bed or on a watch, Talitha wants to talk to Buggles real quick, privately.
Maybe we pair up for the... So, like, yeah. we switch off, you guys switch off.
All right, so maybe it's after Buggles is finishing his watch. You're relieving Buggles, and before he goes to rest, what do you say?
I come over and just shake you awake.
Wake up.
Thank you, Buggles.
It's time for your watch.
Oh, Buggles, you saved my life in that fight. I felt you in my head as I, when I was unconscious.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. You saved my life.
Well, it was unintended. Well, I felt you were hurt, and I just sort of reached out. It's something that's been happening.
And I'm very grateful. I was very hurt.
It worked. It made you feel better. It
made me feel much better, Buggles.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
That's good.
When you were in there, in my head, could you know what I was thinking? Did you know my thoughts? Did you see it?
Oh, no. I wouldn't dream. I don't. That's not something that... No. I wouldn't, even if I could, and I can't.
Well, if you do ever, if it does happen that you do hear what I might be thinking or not thinking about, I hope you would come to me first before saying anything.
You were thinking about my ears, weren't you?
What? No.
They look like a freak.
You Buggles, you do not look like a freak.
That's why you didn't want me to go in there.
No, Buggles, I told you, I'm extremely grateful for what you did. I promise you, never would I ever try to say anything other than that.
Oh.
In fact, I think your ears are beautiful.
Well, wherever they are, I'm sure they are. Thank you.
Good rest, Buggles.
My God.
Wait, does Buggles have no ears?
They got chopped off.
I thought he had
fully.
I thought he had like little stubs.
Yeah, I thought they like cut them.
They cut them off.
They're off.
They're not clipped. They're all
severed.
Yeah. I see. This changes my idea of what Buggles looks like.
Yeah, that's why he's got the hood.
I see. Like, okay.
Yeah, oh. It's horrifying.
Yeah, he's not as cute.
No, he's adorable.
He's a monster, and we need to kill him.
I'm a freak.
I need to kill him.
I'm a freak.
You're not a freak, Buggles. You're a most valued party member.
Well, I'm glad you feel better. I don't know how it works, but I'm glad it did.
It worked very well. Anyway, I'll take my watch. Thank
right.
you.
Have a good watch. See you.
Bye. I just did your voice to you. Bye.
That's rude.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are there any other fun conversations that happen, or do you guys just wake up?
Maybe me and Zephyr do like a cool high five when we switch off because we like have a handshake.
How does that give me a... You guys have like a...
You have a secret handshake already?
So it's we're walking by each other.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're doing like a bump and then back down.
Classic.
And then like a...
Oh, there's more.
You got all that, right?
Yeah.
It's like a bump, back down.
For the listeners, it's a bump, bump, back down.
One more.
Snap point. Finger gun.
Shoot you in the face.
And then we're just going to add on to it as we go.
Yeah, eventually it's like, you pretend to shoot me, and I'm like, oh.
It's already pretty complex.
It's going to become a long thing. It's going to eat up time of rest.
By the way, along these lines, I have fun new drops for your guys' characters, if you... do something cool.
Oh.
Was the handshake like, not that, that was cool?
No.
I mean, not quite.
I have drops for you two and for me. Ooh. And then I still have to think of something for you two.
You've got some time with Matthew and Joe.
They're like sounds that remind you of our characters, or are they like made for our characters?
They're very specific to both of your characters.
Either way, say that. I think what he's getting at is everything you just did was not cool.
Yeah, no, because they did it. It was cool, but
if you ever do anything cool, he has something.
They did it simultaneously. Right. I can't play both drops at once. It'll be chaos.
That makes sense.
If you individually do something cool, you'll hear it.
Got it.
After over a decade of knowing Skid, I think I know what the drops are, and I'm not going to say them.
Write it down on a piece of paper.
I think you do know what one of them
is. Wait, but is it for the character or is it for us?
For the character.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I know what one of them is.
I know exactly what they are, and I'm very excited that they're entering the show.
It's sex and candy, right?
It is. I do have that, too.
There's a high five.
I smell sex and candy.
Yeah.
And then you wake up. What is the plan...
I had the weirdest
day. Awoken by the odor of sex and candy.
I had the weirdest dream. Did anyone dream about sex and candy?
Buckles ears?
Wait, what?
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 Who?
What?
Have you seen them?
What?
Where are they?
So nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
We didn't hear anything, any of the watches. Nobody heard people moving, voices in the distance.
Nothing on the stairs.
No lights.
No creaks of bridges being walked across or anything.
Nope. Sirens.
Those of you on watch.
Screams.
Ambulance.
Ambulance covered in all the people. We just
unicorns screaming.
Helicopter.
At one point, there was like a recycling truck downstairs for like 40 minutes.
A street sweeper.
Those of you who are on watch, like you would hear sounds throughout the night. You would hear animal sounds. You'd hear the wind from time to time, maybe sounds of walking above you, but none of you would have dared to venture to take a look by yourself.
So we did hear footsteps.
Yeah, maybe, but it's unclear. Certainly not like, that was definitely a footstep, like creaking of boards. Is it just the hut settling? Or is it people?
Death.
Coming. Or is it certain death?
This would not be a restful time. This would not be the most particularly serene environment to rest in.
Yeah.
No, sometimes I try to think about what it would be like. Surely I would be exhausted from the battle, and that would help. But if I wasn't, if I was feeling pretty good, how would I sleep?
This room is a mess.
You'd have to trust the others.
Yeah.
You'd have to trust whoever it was that was on watch. Well, everyone. You'd have to trust everyone else to, like, maintain their watch and do their job.
Yeah. Which I think we do. We've been working with each other.
I also think it's a matter of experience and repetition. So I could see why you'd struggle now. But an adventurer that is, level 3, level 4, that's been doing this for a while, like, your body would train to... you could sleep with, like, people dying near you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, just like in, a war or something, a soldier in war.
I was
exactly.
A professor in college who was a former Royal Marine. He had fought in the Falklands. He was talking about the Odyssey, and he was like... it always seems weird, doesn't it, how whenever you read this, like, in these moments of, like, great risk... somebody will just fall asleep and bad things will happen. And he was like, but my experience of being a soldier was that, like, you just, if there is sleep available, you get it.
You take it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, think about it. Like, we're like in an actively dangerous situation in this like torn apart workshop trying to get 8 hours of rest.
Yeah.
I like to imagine now playing this catfolk that maybe Lucky has an easier time sleeping. Like, she just curls up in like the smallest spot available and like a bunch of shoes. You know, it doesn't bother her at all.
A pile of shoes.
A 6-foot cat curled up.
It's amazing.
Let's talk about your options right now, because you do have three, from what I see. You've got the stairs leading up. You've done a little recon on the upstairs situation. It's very open up there. Pros and cons to that. You've got this door to the north that leads to a bridge leading to another hut. And then back at the guard station, there was a rope bridge leading west to a single door. I don't remember if you've explored that area or not.
They specifically wanted us not to.
Yeah, they said
it was locked off.
Go
locked
that
off
way.
Or whatever, yeah.
So those are your three options as far as you can see.
Door to the north?
Joe to the north.
To the north.
To the north.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I feel like yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go ahead that way.
All right, all right, we'll unbar the door, and I'll listen at the door.
Sure.
And I 14.
There's a wind machine behind the door.
Wind machine behind the door.
Or all just right. A guy doing that.
He's just standing like,
fucking idiot.
Now do ocean waves.
He like grabs a sheet of paper and just crinkles it up.
Car.
He's got a whole Foley box.
Sheet of metal. He's making steps. Thunder.
So open the door and kill him.
Open the guy. Let's open the door. Be prepared to kill the man.
Slowly.
Lucky sneakily opens the door.
Safely.
And she says, it's the bridge. Like we knew, because we saw it from above. I'm going to slowly walk on the bridge. Does it seem to be holding my weight well? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it creaks.
Slowly, sneakily. Stealthily.
Slow.
I'm looking around outside on the bridge to make sure nothing's looking back at us if I can
see.
Yeah,
what do you see?
Yeah, do we see anything?
It's just
out in the open air and you can see this.
You're in the trees, so you see branches with leaves like that you could reach out and touch. Not thick enough to like walk on, maybe in the distance, thicker ones that you could like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon on. But you are in the trees.
We're like kind of covered.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to worry so much of from death from above. Yeah. But
all right, so there's another door. Lucky's going to listen at this next door. Reception. A nat 20 for a 25.
Nice. Nat 20 for a 25.
Daniel 20.
I don't know how we haven't arrived at that much, much earlier.
Yeah, what the hell?
Nat 20.
That's my fault.
I blame myself.
You hear a sound like broken glass.
Someone's stepping on the broken light bulb.
Oh, a broken light bulb.
But that's from
Godfather
wrong,
too.
In the wrong way. They also set up a broken light bulb.
Yeah, no, it sounds like glass just fell and shattered on the ground.
Okay, I make the motion to everybody behind me. There's something in there. I'm going to open the door. Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
I ready my bow, pointing at the door.
Okay.
Ready.
Lucky's going to open the door.
Open the door. Okay. You open the door.
Oh.
And you see a room and a couple creatures. The first thing you notice when you open the door is you are hit by like a wave of heat. Like the room beyond this bridge is hot. And that heat comes out at you. It looks like a kitchen, like a large kitchen, but it's swelteringly hot in there. And you can see to the north a roaring iron stove that's like giving off all of this heat. You would think there are burst open bags, shattered jars, copious amounts of crumbs and food scraps all over the floor and tables. There's a door leading further west, so you can tell this hut is split in at least two, if not more. And there are these two fairy-looking creatures with, like, bumblebee heads. And they're just, like, grabbing food stuff, and they're vomiting on the food to turn it into mush, and then they have these long little proboscises that are then sucking up the food. One of them pulls out what looks like a piece of chocolate cake and just like turns it into mush.
The cake.
And
David Cronenberg was directing the
yes. Oh my gosh.
They're tiny look here. I'll show you what they look like. So you get a good view.
Oh, that's not as hideous as I thought it would be.
They're kind of fun.
They're quite pretty.
Yeah, they're holding cupcakes.
That one has a couple cupcakes.
This one looks sad. Like he's upset about doing this horrible, horrible stuff to these beautiful, delicious treats.
You open the door and they're eating this cake and the other one says, you're not supposed to be here. Bro, finish. All right, we are in it, but are we in it to win it? What did you get, Lucky?
28.
Lucky.
Damn.
Ooh, what's that? Nat 20?
No, because we use our perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 13.
All right, 13, yeah.
Oh, wait. Now, oh, my God. I did the math wrong.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
That's a 16.
28.
I, like, tried to find the non-rude way to ask you. It's like, oh, yeah, cool. What was that, a natural 20?
I was dying.
That's impossible.
I was getting confused with our other game.
I don't know what my... I just had a major brain fart. I think I was reading my other stuff on my sheet, and my brain just went 28.
28.
I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
I have no faith in any number you ever gave me.
That one was weird. I was looking ahead for my attacks and stuff, and I just totally said 28.
28?
Sorry.
It wasn't even like...
Next this is a completely
different on the
but
number.
You roll a natural 20, just go, nope.
Then we should talk.
As soon as I was like, no, I was like, that's impossible. I can't possibly have rolled that.
Talitha, what did 16. You get?
18.
Ah, not a 28.
Not a 28.
Okay. Capitacaz at 28, because you use real math.
I think Buggles. We should all get 28s.
Four. Brother Ramius.
28. Might as well be.
Zephyr.
A 9, even though I readied my bow. So do I get anything special for that?
Your bow is out.
Yep, and I had it train on the door as she was opening it.
Yep, so you don't have to use an action to pull that bow out. That's what you get in 2E. You save that action, which is huge. The more we play 2E, every single action is huge. So that's what you
it
get.
It doesn't feel
I would
huge,
say we all had our weapons out.
Those who said they did, do. Yeah, I'm sure you did. You don't know. You're expecting danger. Yes, I'm not going
to. You wield two weapons.
Yeah.
There's no feasible way to hold two weapons and open a door.
You can't start
sadly.
That. You cannot do that.
If you're dexterous... And you can maybe just hold it between you open your it with two your fingers, mind? And then you open with your other fingers.
Joe is holding two glasses of beer and approaches a door, and he's like, fuck, well.
As someone who does that a lot.
There's no possible.
It is tough to open a door.
You get there, and you're like,
elbow.
What have I done?
Elbow.
When I'm heading down into my office at home, there's also like a child lock on that door when I have multiple beers. It's nearly impossible.
You just simply have to chug a beer, then you open the door.
It's like, well... Guess I'm not working today.
All right, so it's round one, and it's Brother Ramius' turn.
Man, these things, I have no idea what to do.
And you're far away.
Yeah, I'm far away. I'm going to delay.
You're going to delay.
I want to see what these things are all about.
Okay, well, it is...
The rolls you do roll well are wasted on you.
Dude, I'm a cleric. Like, I'm not going to just start blasting these sweet little animals out of the air. Did you see the art?
You could talk to them.
I'm just a simple cleric.
But I'm so far back. Like, she's up in the front. I'm going to see I'm going to follow Lucky's lead.
All right, so it is one of the bee creatures' turn. For its first action, it just, like, takes that chocolate cake that it has in its hand. It's like... And it just goes crazy. And it activates an ability known as...
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
Sugar Rush.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
So it will...
I smell sex and...
There it is.
There it is.
I knew it would come back. So that will make it quickened for a certain amount of time, giving it an additional use of the stride or fly action. And so now this little thing is going to fly towards Lucky.
That's cool.
It flies about, I don't know, 20, 25 feet or so up, and then it is going to, like, raise its abdomen up at you and just, like, fire off a stinger.
What?
Ugh.
And that is going to be a 16 to hit.
Miss.
Misses nice. With the stinger.
It huge. Does,
tries to do it again. Bah! And misses again. And then it actually has one more action. Oh, no, because it used Sugar Rush. All right, so that's what that one does. And then, as luck would have
it... Isn't it quickened?
It is quickened, but I used the Sugar Rush ability.
Oh, yeah.
Used my free fly. Attack. That's 4. The other one, it's its turn.
I'm going to go.
You're going to go.
Yeah, so as soon as that thing flies up and attacks with a stinger, Brother Ramius just angrily, he's just so mad that these creatures are attacking us without even so much as a conversation. He steps out from behind Zephyr, and he's going to cast this spell. His hands begin glowing white as he shoots a divine lance.
Ooh.
Across at this thing. You stay back from her! And he fires off a lance. 18 to hit.
This poor little creature is a hit.
Okay, so this is holy damage. Do what you will with it.
Holy damage! Holy damage!
5 points of holy damage.
5 points of holy damage.
Does it seem to affect the creature?
It does.
Okay, all right, well, that makes him feel...
That makes us all feel better about this fight.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. That's his turn. He had to move.
It says, I'll glaze your scones!
What did it say? He moved up and cast that spell. That's his round.
Okay.
Did you mean to move on to Talitha Square?
I did not see your pun there at all. It wasn't there when I moved.
It was.
You want to move up ahead of Zephyr then? So you.
In that case, make sure that you gave it cover. Make sure that you... Did you give it a +1 to AC? Did an 18 still hit?
An 18 would still hit.
Okay. Then having an extra action, he will cast Guidance on Lucky. So you can get a +1.
Oh, okay.
All right, awesome. So you've got eyes on it from there where you're standing? Yeah.
I mean, I can't see the creature, but... It did not... Moved. Oh, yes, I can. I'm sorry. I thought it melee attacked her. I didn't realize that it was ranged.
Right.
But I do see the creature.
If you can see the creature, Foundry keeps us honest. Okay. It is the other one's turn now. And it is going to... Go. It says, butter your muffin! And it...
strange creatures.
These creatures are so weird.
It's also going to use that sugar mushroom on a fucking cupcake. And then it will fly up and send a stinger at Lucky again. Same thing. That's going to be a 27 to hit.
Well, yes.
All right, Lucky, you were up front there. So this is going to be very interesting.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hit you for 1 point of poison damage.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And then it's going to try it again. 17 to hit.
Miss.
And then I'm just going to try one more time. Oh, no, because I usually...
Can't, yeah.
Same thing. All right. Now it is Talitha's turn.
Okay. Talitha is going to devise a stratagem against the bee dude in the lead.
It's a bee lady?
Bee lady.
I'll ice your donuts! It says to you.
Okay. And Talitha will not attack.
So what made you... You were looking at it and you thought better. What do you think you saw?
Maybe it was the way they motorboated that chocolate cake. Let me say,
it's very disturbing.
Yeah, really made you think twice.
Not today, Satan. So instead, I will do.
Not today, Satan.
I will instead try to. I'll try to recall knowledge to identify the creature.
Ah, okay. That's going to be nature, most likely.
Natural 20.
Oh, how about that?
20.
There
we go.
24.
These are creatures known as Malixies.
Malixies.
Sure, it's a fun little play on the word pixie.
I think Melissa... I know Melissa is like Greek for honeybee.
Oh, okay. So I'm sure it's Melissa and Pixie in there. A honey pixie.
Honey pixie.
All right, so you know about their sugar rush ability. Here's one thing I'll give you about that. When that ability ends, they're going to be fatigued for a minute, and it lasts only a number of rounds. Oh, so there's a chance that they could, after doing that, start to feel like we all feel, a bit of a sugar crash after housing a cake and a cupcake.
Just wait for them to die of diabetes. We could just back off.
We could. I mean, I'm only... like 10% joking, we could close the door.
Yeah, and then wait.
And see if we can delay and let their sugar rush ability.
Yeah. I'm just looking at Lucky. Lucky makes that call.
Yeah.
Lucky loves a good door close.
Talitha could call out as a strategy. I mean, you're kind of you could say close the door and Lucky would listen.
Their ability to move faster and quicker will end after a few seconds. Close the door, it might delay them.
I do love closing doors.
I know you do.
All right. Maybe I will.
All right, so that's I'll give you one more bit of information. They are spellcasters. They are primal spellcasters, but you don't think that they use those spells offensively.
Ah, okay.
Interesting. Okay, and then with my third action, I'll move up onto the bridge, behind Lucky, just to kind of give us a little
cover.
Is that going to get in the way of anybody's action? Should I stay back?
Zephyr. If she shuts the door, then I don't care that y'all are in front of me.
Yeah, if that's our real plan, I will shut the door. And
otherwise,
lose.
I can't shoot through you guys.
But Zephyr could also get a shot.
I'll stay right.
Already going to be at a penalty for being so close to the.
You're right. I would take Zephyr's bow into account. So I will stay where I am.
Okay. Then it goes to Lucky's turn. So Lucky, you decide what you want to do here.
Yeah, I can delay so you can get a pop off, and then I'll jump back in to shut the door.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Great. You can get multiple pops off.
Yeah.
Pop. Pop.
Pop, pop. All right, so Lucky's going to delay.
Was that cool?
That was very cool.
You know, crouches and just goes, take your shot, Zephyr.
So you're using the crouch action?
Whoa, that's so cool. All right. So
I'm not taking the
down one action.
Lucky takes the crouch action.
And no, I'm delayed.
Then there's the pop-up action.
I'm delayed.
So that's your turn.
I'm delayed.
So you can't double strike, but you can do one
swing. My pop-pop is the blurry of...
the blurry of flows.
Listen.
The blurry of flows.
Blurry of flows.
Oh, that's
my
cool.
Stutter
cool.
is very bad today.
Blurry of flows.
All right, so then you're delaying my right after?
You sure are, so it is Zephyr's turn.
Sick.
All right.
Light it up.
I'm going to do...
They're going to get a little bonus for the cover that Lucky's in the way. So
yeah,
you're
and
shoot
then I'm also
Lucky.
Within my volley range, which puts me at a -2 also.
Okay.
So I was thinking of using my key strike so I get a +1, but with all the negatives, I don't think it's worth it. I'm just going to go for...
Yeah, I think do it, and then we'll delay, and we get some time. And
flurry of blows. I get a -2 just from the volley. What negative do I get from...
They get a +1 to their AC.
All right, so -3 altogether.
It sounds like you're playing World of Warcraft.
So I get a +2 with my key strike and -1 with my...
If only Lucky were like 4 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
I know, then it really wouldn't have been a problem.
So, first, that's going to be a miss. It's going to be an 8 to hit.
Yeah, that's a miss. Flies to the back wall.
Ooh, natural 20 on the second one.
Yes. Now you can start thinking about what Sydney's doing.
Oh, my God.
That was the one, I guess. I have no idea.
I have a guess for Sydney's.
Yeah,
all right, so 1d8.
Ah, fat job, brownies!
Ooh, that's 7 points of damage.
Whoa. Didn't you crit?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
What on earth? Hold on to that 7. Oh, we'll shit. Use that as your roll, assuming that
I'm keeping
crit
the 7.
Provides damage.
You're assuming the critical hit provides damage.
This one from James in Boise, Idaho.
Hello, James.
James.
Oh, James.
Can I call you Jimmy?
This one is my jar or my tube.
Oh, wow.
That's from Mork Borg.
Yeah, that's from Mork Borg.
Oh, is it?
I have a jar.
That's right.
And a tube.
Which was like all of us except Matthew.
My jar or my tube.
Or my tube.
Thanks.
That's right.
And all these cool books you got for free that I would love to have read or played.
Beautiful books.
Beautiful books.
I threw out at least 4 copies. I could have given them. I didn't know you wanted one.
All right. My jar or my tube. Double damage. The target must then make a reflex save. If they fail, you're able to shoot with such precision that the target drops their weapon. If they aren't holding a weapon, you deal triple damage.
Oh!
If they fail the reflex save,
you kill it in one shot.
Yeah!
That's so cool!
So she misses the first one, but that second one, right in that little butthole thing that it shot the...
Oh, my God!
You get it right in the butthole!
Right in the butthole.
Yeah!
You
shot its stinger. Right in the stinger hole.
Right through its butthole?
Right through.
Wait, are you in the proboscis?
Is that what it's called?
No, the stinger.
The stinger hole.
Right, sort of presumes that there's a butthole at the end of the stinger, and she pierced it. Perfectly.
A head is way too predictable.
Yeah.
Like a headshot.
Bees have a cloaca-type situation where they sting and poop and piss all from the same hole.
It's canon.
As it goes down.
What's wrong with you today?
Are you okay?
I'm crying.
You're in a strange mood today.
Today? As it falls with an arrow directly in its stinger hole, the other one says, Cinnamon!
Oh.
I feel bad again.
Cinnamon! Finger your blueberry pie!
They're getting weirder. They're getting worse.
Are you okay?
Little Jack Horner does or something.
His thumb. I'll thumb your blueberry pie!
Mm.
It just, it doesn't
work. Are you going to shut the door? Yeah. Or is it
book
like
suggests
standing
a bunch
down
of
now?
Things. I'm
is
just taking some creative liberties.
Is it my turn now?
All it had was glazier scones. Are you done with actions?
That was just one action.
Yeah, so
you
keep rocking.
I can't see the other one from where I am.
But you could stride up and jaw him.
Up to you.
I feel like I don't want to take too many liberties here, even though I did just crit. You know?
Or
no, you guys are looking at me like I should stride up and be like,
what do you think you do in this moment? What does Zephyr do? After she takes out the first one, can't see the next one, what does she do?
If I know there's only two in there, maybe we can just be like, stand down, sugar, cinnamon and sugar.
Well, that'd be fun if that's a good name, sorry.
Cinnamon and
stand whatever. Down, sugar.
Stand down, sugar.
Stand down, spice.
It's We've over, got spice.
Cinnamon and spice.
It's over, spice.
Stand down, pumpkin spice.
What did you call me?
Pumpkin spice.
You want a free action, yell out? I mean, whatever you want to do. I'm delaying until you tell me you're
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I'll
sugar
yell
was
out.
My son who died in Vietnam.
I'll yell
How
out.
How dare you say Ow. His name?
You seem like, to have angered the bee fairy.
We're not here to fight you. You can stand down.
You just shot and then let you in the bee hole.
I'll
the bee
let
Where they poop and pee.
I'll stuff your muffins.
If it keeps talking shit, but and then I'll let Lucky, if you can see both of them, decide what to do. Shut the door or not.
All right, so you're done. With
I'll delay the rest of my actions.
That,
can't do that.
That's not how that works.
Just, it's fine.
All right, I'm done.
You're All right. done. All right.
All right. So is the other one seem like it's still very angry?
Yes. It's mad. You just killed Cinnamon.
All right. Lucky says, see you, sucker. And then she just closes the door.
You let us know when you're calmed down.
Shadunk.
You let us know when you're over your tantrum. And I close the
when
door.
When you're wow. ready to talk like an adult.
Yeah. When you're ready to discuss you can like come an out. Adult, you yeah. can come out.
All right. Any other actions you want to take? Is that only one action?
No.
Okay.
I'm just having my weapons.
Just like hold
you could
the door.
Ready, you could ready an action.
Yeah, I guess you know what? I'll then use my extra two to ready.
Should the door open up, you'll attack.
I will immediately attack.
Okay. Buggles.
Buggles is going to, I guess, you know, I'm going to say, like, under any normal circumstance from here on forward, if when we're waking up, like, at the beginning of the day, I'm going to cast Mage Armor. I didn't say it this time. I'm going to cast Mage Armor.
Okay. Now. What's the burning wheel? What do they call it? I always ask.
Instincts. Yeah, instincts.
Like, things you always do.
How does Mage Armor work? Is it like a set time, or is it for
all day?
All day
until I do until you do your next preparation.
That's great. Yeah.
I'm playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3, and like I have to like after every rest make sure that I cast Mage Armor on all my spellcasters, otherwise they're squishy.
Yeah, vulnerable.
All right, so you're gonna cast Mage Armor.
I'm cast Mage Armor, and then I'm gonna move into position to hopefully see anyone that comes out that door.
Okay.
Yes.
And that is the end of round one. Will there be a round two? Find out after this quick word from our sponsor! What's going on, everybody? Troy here. It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's the most revolutionary ball trimmer the world has ever seen. Folks, our friends over at Manscaped have been working night and day to bring you a below-the-waist grooming experience like no other with their brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, featuring the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. We're talking about a next-generation trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave your mind can imagine, and I know you wackos can imagine a lot. We all spend plenty of time upgrading our TTRP G game. Well, now it's time to upgrade our grooming game to the Ultra Sphere this year by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with code GCP. As most of you know, I had surgery recently. I had hernia surgery, and they had to shave me. This lovely nurse came in. I was like, let's go. I could use a little clean up. And she shaved, but she left me with this like weird turtleneck of hair on my chest. So when I get home and I'm finished recovery, I'm like, I gotta clean this up. Well, luckily I had this amazing Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. I'm like, let's go. Went to town. And then, you know, once I was finished, I was like, maybe I'll see what else this bad boy could do. And all I'm going to say is if you think AI AI is cool. This is the greatest technological advancement the world has seen in the past decade. In addition to getting the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, you're also going to get the Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer. There's nothing worse than having a conversation with someone and just staring at long nose hairs coming out or ear hairs. Clean that shit up. Do you look in the mirror? You're also going to get the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. If you're a man, it probably stinks down there. Go ask somebody to smell your balls. I bet they stink. You also want to keep that looking nice with the Crop Soother Toner and two free gifts. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GCP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GCP at manscaped.com. I can promise you've never seen a ball trimmer look like a spaceship. Get yours today from our folks at Manscaped. Spoiler alert, there is! Round two, it would be the bee creature's turn. Perhaps their name is Sugar Senior. Because we now know that Sugar Junior died in Vietnam. But the bee, you don't know what it's doing back there. You can't see, right?
No, door's closed.
Door's closed, you can't see anything. Isn't that great, though? You get to still see.
You can remember what the room vaguely looked like.
I think I know what it looks like.
And I never saw it, so I can't see it.
You still can.
I
do. Oh, really?
Even though it's, like, more limiting as a player, I love the immersion of this, of, like, it's like, I don't know. I can't. I never saw it. Yeah. Like, you could describe it to me, but I don't know.
You would, on your turn, have to be like, Lucky, how far is it to the
Yeah, I love
it. Last episode, I had to use, like, an extra move action just to see someone. That, like, I didn't think I'd have to use because I thought I knew where they were.
Yeah, yeah.
And I moved, and I was, if I would have known that ahead of time, I would have done something different with my round.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you shouldn't, maybe you shouldn't have that knowledge, right? Play it as real to the character in that moment.
I love it. Anything like that simulation increases the immersion like that. I love it. So,
It's fantastic. All right. So, you don't know what's going on back there. So then it goes right to Brother Ramius's turn.
He will delay.
He will delay.
He's just watching that door like a hawk, waiting to see what happens.
Talitha.
Delay.
Zephyr.
Delay.
Lucky.
Delay.
Boggles.
Tom Delay.
Vandelay Industries. Round three would be the bee creature's turn. Again, nothing happens. Now, you know from your knowledge thing, the sugar rush ability lasts a certain amount of rounds, and then they become fatigued for a minute. So you have to decide what you want to do here. Now two rounds have passed and no one has gone to the door. You're the one with this knowledge. Share it as you will. It is Brother Ramius's turn.
Delay.
Okay. Now it goes to Talitha.
Delay.
Zephyr.
Delay.
Lucky.
Should I kick the door open?
I mean, it's now been three rounds.
Yeah, the only thing I fear in Lucky's mind is that there's a room we haven't seen and the bee is flying off to go tell...
The others, and also they weren't particularly
strong.
So, Lucky, now
Lucky's gonna kick the door open.
Jesus,
kick the door open, and you can see that,
that is awesome.
It's flown back to the top of the room there, and it's just like.
Awesome. What a fun ability. Monster that ability. That's really cool.
Awesome.
Looks exhausted. Who's came up with the plan to do that, to shut the door?
So, well,
Matthew, after the knowledge check.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Bottle cap.
Hey!
Nice work. Nice work.
All right.
What is the bottle cap economy looking like these days?
Who has some? Smell sex
I still have my bottle cap from episode one.
My original one, I still have.
I have.
Oh, now it's,
oh, now it's my bottle cap. I earned a bottle cap.
Sydney's got two. Kate's got one. Joe's got one.
My original
and
bottle
Skid
cap.
Skid used his. We need like a...
Oh, yeah, we have a tool for this.
We need a craps thing.
Slide it across.
Hey,
so everybody
please
has
don't lean on the table.
Please don't touch the bottle caps on the table.
I now have one. I used mine at some point in the past combats.
Very, very cool. So now this creature is fatigued, and Lucky, you have two actions left.
Yeah, so I am going to run up to the bee. I have enough movement, and I can't do my double slice because I use my... first action on the door interact, but I am going to single hit it with my what's my better word?
Blueberry or muffin.
My Kopesh. I'm going to swing and try to hit it with my Kopesh.
I'll raspberry your turnover.
That was a natural 2. So that's an 11
oh,
to hit.
Nice try, cupcake.
And Lucky just growls.
Wait a minute, you like cupcakes.
I'm going to take my action.
Yeah, so you like me. Me!
So that's my turn.
All right, so now Zephyr will go. I'll move you in the initiate.
From where I am, just because now I'm out of volley range, I'm going to take my flurry of blows from here with my bow.
Nice. Oh, and you actually can see the creature. It's amazing.
I can see the creature.
It's going to get a plus one to its AC. Zephyr, you stepped up to there and attacked, right?
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to mention.
Oh.
As you stepped on that space adjacent to the stove.
No.
Oh, no.
Something happens.
No.
I didn't step there. I stepped somewhere different, actually.
Wouldn't that be nice? The stove explodes.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Give me a reflex save.
What? The actual hell.
Now we get to test the phrase cat-like reflexes.
No. Okay. I rolled a natural one.
Oh, no!
But I have cat's luck. I took this feat. You fail a reflex saving throw. You instinctively twist away from danger. You can re-roll the triggering saving throw.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Cat-like reflexes.
Cat-like reflexes.
I'm going to use my Norse Foundry, this beautiful ebony die.
I hear you're shaking in your voice. I can hear
No. Natural 17.
Hell yeah.
Plus... What is my plus seven? So a 20.
So 48.
So 28. Yeah. 24.
24. All right. That is a success. So you will take half damage from 2d10 plus 13.
Oh my God. No.
13?
13?
2d10 plus 13.
Okay, well,
if that natural one had gone through,
that's permanent. Dead. That's
no,
permanent.
No, no, no. You're not permanent.
No, I know, but I'm going down no matter what.
Yes,
no.
You are going
not necessarily.
No.
You're going to take half damage.
Oh, right.
And I rolled.
Right.
I rolled 21, so you're going to take 10 points of damage, excuse me. 10 points of damage.
I tried.
That would have been 42 points of damage
Holy
on my particular roll.
That's unbelievable. If you didn't have that ability, you would have died.
Yeah. But you had two bottle caps, too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you did have bottle.
Well, you kind of got to use them before you know, right?
No, you can roll a natural one and then spend it.
No.
He wouldn't have told me how much damage this fucking stove...
After the damage using still, it.
You know, but
I wasn't saying anything because I knew you had caps, so I was going to let you use the cap if you wanted to before I gave you the... Once I give you the damage, you can't be like, oh, it's a cap.
This is crazy, too, because, if I was playing a different type of character, didn't have that feat, and I feel like that is the way that one of my characters would die. Like, it's not an epic battle. A stove explodes in a kitchen.
Remember when that stove exploded?
I did not see that coming. Just like all those cats in the 80s.
And
when
your
Alpha's
hero
on.
Died.
Also, I saved that from everybody else.
Yeah.
We could have all came into the room, and that would have happened to all of us. So,
Thank you, Lucky.
It does affect the fairy. The fairy takes damage.
Oh. Sick.
I hope that fairy dies.
The fairy does not die, but it does take...
That seems weird.
Oh, I took too much
damage. That doesn't really make sense.
The fairy didn't die?
I took too much damage. No, it takes the same amount of damage that you took, 10 points of damage.
Oh, because it passed its save.
Yeah.
What about 11 points of damage?
I'm going to give her a 10. You take another one off. That would have been Permajohn right there. That's what I'm telling you this adventure / 2E in general. But you had caps.
Yeah, you had caps.
There was opportunity. It is, now it's your turn, Zephyr. Mm. Sorry.
All right, here we go. Flurry of blows with my bow. Here we go. Natural one on that first first
that
arrow.
That's a fan fumble to start.
Is it?
A fumble.
Do we have to?
The highs and the lows of the Kate rolls today.
Mm.
Okay, this one from Max in San Diego, California.
Oh. I swear to God, Max.
Failure to launch. You fire the bow, but instead of striking your target, the projectile slips from your grasp and lands at your feet.
Oh, I thought it was going to hit an ally.
I thought it was going to hit.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
Make a flat check.
Oh.
Just roll a d20.
Okay.
And tell me what it says.
A 6.
Oh, that's bad.
Is it?
What could happen?
You take half damage.
Okay.
From whatever, the shot would have been. So basically, you shoot yourself.
You shoot yourself in the foot.
So
that is what's happening.
1d8, but half. I rolled an 8. Sick. 4 points of damage.
Damn it.
Max damage.
That's like Robin Hood, Prince
of
Thieves.
Awesome.
Oh, no, Menotice.
4. Ow, fuck. So Zephyr is getting very irritated. Her anger is building up. She's trying to hold it in, but she just shot herself in the foot.
Yeah.
and is pissed. Maybe she was surprised about the stove exploding, but
it could have been
maybe
the
glory. She's like, lucky no! And then, like,
yeah, can could you imagine fully having your bow ready and shooting yourself in the foot? You have to go to the hospital. Yeah.
I say again.
Startled.
That is a blurry explosion.
All your metatarsal bones broken. Broken. Blurry of flow.
I imagine Lucky running in, setting off a stove, an oven explodes, and then you're facing off against this bee creature who can't stop, you know, gorging on sweets, and then you just hear Zephyr, quiet, reserved Zephyr, just screaming in agony behind you.
Perhaps this is the first time you hear her curse out loud, being like, fuck, like she's getting pissed.
That could have been a lot uglier, like if all of you stormed into the room, that stove goes off, it affects all of you.
That's what Sydney said.
Yeah.
So second flurry of blows,
took the hit.
The tank of the
I'm
team.
Going. Party okay, tank. That's a cracked eye. Relax, everyone, relax. Dude.
Relax.
Oh no.
It's a two. So I just miss a two on the die. I miss.
Might be a crit.
So that's one action. Second action, I'm coming into the room because I'm blocking everyone at this point. So she, let me move my thingy.
You set off a second stove explode.
I walk up into the doorway, so now I can see everything, and I scoot boot over to where this banquette is. Yeah.
Okay, so you come in and move to the left, over towards this the southern wall where there's some cabinets in this ramshackle kitchen. And now it is Buggle's turn, but Brother Ramius and Talitha have not acted yet, so you still could jump in at any moment.
I'll defer to Talitha.
Talitha will rush in after Zephyr, because I can't actually see where this other bee creature is, so I will move. Sorry, I collided with a wall.
It happens.
That has a tendency to happen. Nice try, cheater.
All right, so
I'm assuming your magnifying glass is out and not your weapon.
As always, that's my instinct.
No, yes,
my rapier is out. Okay.
Do you like how you walk under an archway to go in? Like your pawn is under the.
It's cool.
Okay, Talitha is just going to not devise a stratagem this time. She's just going to double move up to the bee creature. And I will take a strike.
Oh, without devising a John.
Wow.
Bold.
Reckless. I'll bake your cake.
How dare you?
What bakes my cake but me?
Cider your donut.
13 to hit.
13 to hit, even fatigued. That is not a hit.
So tired. Brother Ramius will hop in. Right. And he's just like,
Lucky.
And he starts running in, seeing the explosion and the resulting horrifying damage.
Okay.
He will move into the room as a one move action. Oh, I hadn't seen any of this. Like, to see where you are. You're still pretty far away across the room and obviously hurt, but you're still up and fighting, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay.
Okay. At that point, when he sees this, he's going to cast his thing. His
lance?
Yeah. Divine Lance. Phew, across at the bee. Get away from her. Another natural two. Oh, awesome.
Oh, guys.
And that's his round.
Rough. Now it's Buggles' turn.
All right. Buggles is going to run up on his little legs behind Brother Ramius. Actually, if I can...
His little legs. Buggles on a wooden bridge, like,
wait for me.
Guys.
It barely moves under his weight.
Oh, he's so cute.
It's weird, like, the squares here. Like, the way that the map is, like, I can't stand in the middle of the bridge. Like, I have to stand on, like, either side, you know?
Oh, yeah, it won't let you stand,
Yeah, so
you'd
can't.
Have to stand on Ramius or go past Ramius if you want.
Right. I just want to be in a position where, like, I can see.
You could just Zephyr on one. And
what if you just stand on the table?
Well, you have to double move.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There we go. So he sees Zephyr and Lucky are both hurt. He sees Lucky's been burned.
Lucky's on fire.
I hurt myself.
Yeah, like
it's
whispers.
All my fault.
And he's like, he says, "Oh no!" And his eyes like flash, and like boom, this aura of fire surrounds him. And each of you, in turn, feel Buggles reaching out into your minds to try to help you. You each get 4 points of healing.
What is, and do we always hear Buggles, like, or do we see things?
Yeah, like, what does it feel like?
What do you imagine?
I think, like, you sort of sense him. It's like feeling him, like, embracing you, or, you know, trying to, like, kind of like when you're a kid and, like, your parents are, like, you fall asleep on the couch, your parents, like, carry you up to your bed or whatever. Like, that's what it feels like.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. I just, like, feel Buggles' little hands or something. Like, I just feel, like, a little squeeze.
Yeah, virtually.
That's so sweet.
a little hug in your virtually. Mind.
A little hug to my brain.
A little mind hug. All right. It is the top of round four, and it is this Malixie's turn. The sugar rush is over. It's fatigued, but it doesn't want to die. So it is going to, seeing that the cat is weak, it will attempt to just straight up sting you. So it just, like, yeah, yeah. Instead of shooting a sting at you, it tries to just launch its abdomen at your body. And that is a 17 to hit.
Nope, miss.
It's a miss.
Nice job.
And then a 20 for the second, John.
Ooh. Yes.
All right, so the second one.
Wait, so is that a melee then with its stinger?
Yeah.
Oh, it's both ranged and
map?
Yes.
Yeah, I used the map.
Okay.
And that's going to be 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, well, you win some, you lose some.
You win some, you lose
stinger
some.
Stinger does bludgeoning damage, not piercing
well,
damage?
Well, when it's whacking.
Whacking me?
He's like whacking it around. He's
slapping it at you,
whacking you with his... His beehole.
Oh, so there's no, like, poison associated with it right now.
No, it is. It's not poison. The poison is on the range, but even then, it's like just poison damage. It's like an actual poison. And then we'll try one more time and miss on the third attack. And now it is Lucky's turn.
Lucky.
Double freaking slice.
There you go.
Screw
come on.
This bee.
I'll apply powdered sugar to your beignet.
Whoa. What?
Don't tempt me with a
you
good time.
You had me.
Not for long. And then I'm going to try to slice it down.
I will lightly dust your beignet with powdered sugar.
That's a 12 for the first one.
I told you what I'd do to you. It distracted you.
It's a 12 for the second one.
I'll take you to a farm and shoot you.
All right.
Whoa. That went from a bunch of cute, sugary puns and stuff to, like,
I don't think you're
Lucky's,
murder.
Lucky's fighting, and Lucky goes, wait, what?
You heard me?
You have a gun?
And I said donut.
No,
where's
that's
the
not
gun?
That's not what you said.
Tell us where the gun is.
No, that's not what you said. You
stand back.
A bee's got a gun.
Bee's got a gun.
What is that?
I am going to try to hit it one more time with my Kopesh.
Do it. I believe in you.
Brutal.
Brutal round.
Because it's minus, what is it, for my third attack, if I use my double slice, does it have a full penalty?
Yeah, so it's either 8 or 10 if you have, 8 if you have agile weapons, 10 if not.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Oh, brutal. All right, everybody's got a chance here, though. This thing's on the ropes.
To be fair, Lucky's fucked up, so.
Yeah, Lucky's, a stove just exploded on her.
Yeah.
It is Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, you got a nice clean, clean shot there between Talitha and Lucky.
I know, but I have a longbow.
You do, so you gotta take that minus two for the volley.
So, can't you drop it and do your short? Or?
Its AC was not particularly high.
You could throw scones at it.
Yeah.
No one likes that.
Please don't throw scones
reaction.
In my mouth.
Please don't throw me in that briar.
Whatever you do, don't throw the scones in my mouth.
No, please.
Wait, how did we get on scones? What's
please.
Happening? Drop my bow. Move up. To flank this bee bitch.
No! and chocolate chip, yo, cookie!
Old fashioned flurry of blows with my fisty fist.
Oh, there you go.
You're gonna punch a bee?
I'm gonna punch the shit,
punch the shit out of that
out of
bee.
This bee bitch.
Come here, bee.
No!
Whack!
Fuck maths. 22 for that first hit.
That's a hit.
Hell yeah. And I actually do more damage with my fists than with my bow.
Oh, trained martial artist.
Because, you know. Ooh, max damage.
Yes.
9 points of damage.
There you go.
And punch that bee in the face.
And the bee dies.
Bee dies.
Yes.
You just, like, planted that foot.
Just
fly away on the
way to go. if we're lucky to do something cool. Yeah.
Wow.
We've heard that song now 6 times.
It's just like, come on, one cool thing, Sydney.
Sorry.
One cool thing.
Sorry, a stove exploded on me.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
I was busy dealing with
it's
something.
It's not drop-worthy.
Well, what if her hair, her tail just like went full puff and her hair just like stood on edge? That's pretty cool.
That's what she looks like right now.
She's silly.
And you are out of combat with these crazy fey creatures. More fey shit. What do you do?
I go get my bow.
Eat the scones. Well, we investigate the scones, and that they look like they're not poisoned.
They look delicious.
We have a scone.
Yeah.
Lucky hobbles over to the table and sits down.
I go up to Lucky. I can't help you, but... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You got... What happened? Are you okay?
I'm okay. The fucking stove exploded. So I'm on... my fur's all fucked up.
Come here,
I'm
Lucky.
Trying to, like, Lucky. Brush your fur for
no,
you.
No, don't.
Okay, sorry.
May I help?
Yes, please.
Sit here for a moment. And he pulls out his healer's tools and he's going to treat wounds.
Kneel down. Put your head in the stove.
No.
I need to treat something. Jesus. Tick, 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 tick,
tick. It'll all be over soon.
I fail.
This will make you feel better.
I can maybe help.
I smell gas.
Jesus Christ.
We both failed.
Brutal.
Both failed.
Man, this is rough.
Treat wounds. I'll be all right. I don't need it. I'm all right. And she stands up and she kind of brushes the, like, ashy fur that just comes off in, like, a clump. She just goes, oh. Let's keep moving.
Are you sure?
Let's investigate the room. Take a minute.
I'll sit down for a minute. It's not going to help me, but I'll sit down.
Search the room?
Yeah, you search the room. Of the bees. Give me some perception checks. And the bodies of the bees. The bees have nothing on them except cookies.
Nope. 17 I didn't see anything. Perception.
17 perception.
I see nothing. I'm hurt.
14 for Brother Ramius.
Yeah, nothing of interest. An exploded stove. Foodstuffs all over the floor.
And then another door to the west.
Another door to the west.
Lucky you're sure you're able to move forward.
Unless you want to stand here for another 30 minutes and then try again.
Do we have an hour?
Or an hour.
It's been probably... You tried for 10 minutes, I tried for 10 minutes, and then we searched the room, so maybe more like 30 minutes?
40 minutes. Yes, just wait. I believe I can help. Just give me a little more time. Just a half hour. Fail.
Fail.
Oh,
let's keep going. It's fine.
Oh, the burns there. I cannot reach them. I don't have the proper salve.
Dice gods clearly want her to die. Let's just make it happen. We can move on with our lives.
Lucky just like licks her wounds, which is making them worse. And she goes, let's keep moving.
Having seen what we've seen from Brother Ramius's past, it is perhaps rather fitting that he struggles to heal burns.
Maybe it's you're a little shaky.
Hands are a little shaky, and he's, I don't have the proper tools. This sort of damage is very difficult to heal. And you see he starts getting, like, twitchy.
Like Sandor Clegane.
Yeah.
Exactly. Every time you're trying to treat it, you see the faces of your brothers and sisters, like, their skin melting off of them as you...
I think Lucky just puts a paw on Brother Ramius's hand. She goes, I've been in worse scrapes. I'll be all right. It's okay.
Okay.
She kind of gets up. All right. Come on.
Are you sure you want to go in front still? I can maybe open this door.
You need your range, don't you?
Yeah,
actually,
but
that punch was pretty awesome.
Wasn't that awesome?
That was pretty cool. Yeah. Why don't
punch
you,
to be?
Why don't you lead
the
way? It
felt good.
You lead the way for this one, and I'll back you
up. All right, I'll try to lead this time. So I listen at the door.
Perception check.
My magnifying glass. Right. Just kidding. Listen. I don't have that.
Right up to your ear.
Your magnifying
glass. Making it harder to hear.
How does this work?
You're just bragging.
You hold it up to your ear.
Okay, got it.
Magnified sound.
I don't hear anything.
It's a minus two.
That's
you've
eight.
Created another wall between your ear and the door.
Glass up to your ear.
I hear the ocean.
Maybe you see that she's like not good at this. I rolled an 8.
Nothing.
She like cups her ear completely wrong. Like you, that's not how you listen.
That doesn't. You don't hear anything.
She just covers her.
Just holding it over your ear.
Not a single sound.
Slowly, carefully open the door to peek through.
Take a little.
Take a little peek.
gentlewoman's peek.
Take a little peek for you.
Take a little peek for you. You see a well-stocked larder that's similar to the kitchen has been thoroughly ransacked. Bottles, baskets, sacks haphazardly piled around the floor. There's another door going out to the south, but in the middle of the room, there is a 5-foot-wide wicker basket hanging, suspended from ropes that lead up to a hole in the ceiling that looks like it leads to a room above.
Does it look like a pulley system?
That's a really good question that we will find out next week.
Troy needs a week to think about that.
Yeah.
I haven't read that.
Me.
Find myself some time.
Oldest trick in the book.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of The Naish today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join The Naish today at jointhenaish.com.